Welcome to Chamber Chat. This is Jack Llewellyn with the Chamber of Commerce, obviously. Go to DurangoBusiness.org for all of our upcoming events. And on the 17th is our first business after hours in person. We're going to be over at Mercy Medical's physical therapy over there in the Centennial Center. Starts at 5 o'clock, but DurangoBusiness.org. We're asking people to pre-register. What a concept now, right? Because we got to have the head count for everything. So if you're going to go to business after hours, pre-register, prepay, so we have a head count. Music in the Mountains. Angie Beach, how are you?
Hey, Jack. I'm doing great. Thank you for having me on.
Well, it's so good to see you in person. I haven't been in the studio but one other time in the last, 15 months.
I know. How strange has the last 2 years been? I mean, it is great to see you in person, too.
Well, and likewise. So Music in the Mountains.
Yes.
You're back.
We are back. We are so excited. It's getting closer and closer. When we started planning this, we really weren't sure if we were going to be able to pull this off. But, the stars are aligning, as they say, and I think we're going to be able to have this wonderful festival that we've got planned. But we did take the time over the sort of quote-unquote downtime to really reflect on our organization's purpose, mission, who we are, what we do, why we do it. And so we have a lot of really fun new things coming up this year.
Well, I definitely want to talk about those. How many years have you been doing, or not you, but how long has Music in the Mountains been around?
Well, I like to count last year because in so many ways it was a really important year and maybe one of our harder years.
Right.
So I count it, and this is our 35th year.
This
is our 35th anniversary this
35
year.
35 so, years.
Yeah,
and you've been at the helm.
At the helm, probably 8 years.
Yeah.
Or maybe 9. I lost track. But this is my 11th season.
Yeah. How cool is that? So you have some new things coming, and I want to ask you first about, you can say, no, I don't want to go to the portable stage yet. But new things. What's new?
No, yeah. The mobile stage is actually the biggest, newest, shot it from the rooftops kind of fun thing. That was one of the things we really came to, is that we could do more than we were doing in terms of community engagement and give back. So even though budgets are tight, when you cancel a season, when your existence is literally all about this thing that you do once a year and then it's canceled, budgets are really tight. But we felt it was important enough to go ahead and raise the money. Thank you to First Southwest Bank for helping us out with this. But we have built a mobile stage and we're going to be able to take this Music in the Mountains show on the road. So we're going to go from Pagosa, Bayfield, Ignacio, Durango, and Cortez, delivering world-class classical music concerts throughout the region during the festival this year.
Well, and I've seen it almost kind of looks like a tiny home.
Yeah, it exactly.
But that morphs and transforms into an acoustically...
It's engineered to be acoustically perfect. You don't even have to do sound enhancement. It will project throughout the park, whatever place that we put the stage. And it's just going to be a really fun thing. And a lot of people who maybe otherwise wouldn't get to experience Music in the Mountains, I hope you'll come out, bring your lawn chair, bring your friends, bring a picnic, and just enjoy this. It's for you to enjoy. And, some people maybe go, oh, I didn't even know about Music in the Mountains. And then maybe they'll come to other events too. But, this is us giving back.
And so I've heard you're going to have the mobile stage set up by the library at some point. Is that happening?
Yeah, that's true. We have, so the Durango Botanical Gardens has reached out and they have this new cool mural at the library. So we're going to set up our stage right there next to it. And that's just one of several really neat venues. So we're going to be in Buckley Park a couple of times, I think.
Yeah.
You have to go to our website, musicinthemountains.com, to get the full schedule.
Sure.
And up-to-the-minute information. So if it's a terrible weather, if it's raining, we're just going to have to cancel. And unfortunately, with so many events, we're not going to be able to reschedule it.
Yeah.
So go to our website for up-to-the-minute location, weather updates, anything like that.
Right. And then your other concerts. So you're at the Community Concert Hall. Is that right?
Well, yeah. So we do have some events at Fort Lewis, but I say the real news here is that we're doing a lot at other really cool, neat venues for the first time, like La Platte's Pond, Rising Stage, Kia Grande, Riverbend Ranch. We are going to be in all of these really spectacular venues.
Awesome.
Yeah. And each one of these events is going to be paired with, you know, a food and drink component. So like, for example, and this one's already sold out, I shouldn't even mention it, but Bach and Burritos at Riverbend Ranch, I'm really excited about
it. Oh, yeah.
So we're going to have Nini's Burritos there, and they're going to do mango habanero margaritas, and it's just going to be a fun night at Riverbend with this amazing concert.
So I want to ask about La Platte's Pond.
Yeah, that was a great concert. Specifically,
because Cree Black's great, and Paul, when is that
Oh, yeah, they're
one?
Amazing and so supportive of Music in the Mountains. I love it because it's reminiscent, too, of that white tent we used to have up at Purgatory.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So that one is called Sunday Picnic at the Pond. It's on Sunday, July 18th, 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay.
So it's kind of nostalgic, like, you know, after church picnic kind of thing.
Right.
The concert is a brass show. We're going to serve birds. Steamworks is catering it, and they're going to do barbecue chicken and potato salad and corn and, you know, chocolate cupcakes. And of course, there'll be wine because it's Music in the Mountains.
Right.
But yeah, so that's a $75 ticket, and those tickets are going fast, but we do still have some.
Okay.
And I would say, you know, that might be one of my very favorite venues, but they're all so cool.
Oh.
You know, but we will be bringing back the full festival orchestra for the last week of the 3-week festival. And the very finale, the grand finale concert, which is on Sunday, August 1st, is, I think, super special because we commissioned a work by Grammy winning composer Nan Schwartz.
Okay.
And it is called, it is called Tone Poem of Triumph. And so the whole concert is called Triumphant and Resilient. And it's totally about our community's resilience and our ability to kind of rise up and survive this last hard year and a half.
Well, you know, and when you mentioned the resiliency, I met earlier, and we're pre-recording this, but earlier this week with folks from Emergency Management, Homeland Security, and they said Durango is amazing.
Durango is amazing.
Do you guys do this? And I said, it's just because we park our egos. And we all work together. We all do what it takes to make the community thrive. And, you know, just like what you were talking about, the Music in the Mountains is just another incredible opportunity to get out, support the arts, take in some world-class music from, you know, world-class musicians coming in from all over the, you know, all over the country. And yeah.
I know. No one can see me. I'm nodding a lot because, yes, Durango is amazing. The people of Durango are amazing. Our leaders are truly world class, and everyone has sort of checked their ego at the door to make sure we come through this.
Right. And I'm reading upside down. I'm looking at, there's something up at Glacier Claw. There's something at Wagon Road Ranch.
Yeah.
Say that three times real fast.
Right.
Well, Wagon Road Ranch.
Yeah. Thanks to Rod Barker for letting us use that.
Yeah.
So both of the events you just mentioned are donor events, and we won't survive without donors.
Right.
We need everyone's support. There's lots of need and lots of opportunity to get involved with Music in the Mountains, including we need housing for musicians. We need volunteers to make all of this happen, and we also need financial support. But when you are a financial supporter of Music in the Mountains, we make sure you are appreciated and you get invited to events and free tickets and all kinds of fun stuff.
So, okay, chocolate indulgence. Now that catches my eye. What's that one?
Well, right. That's just a dream come true. It's at Rising Stage, which is a beautiful old barn built in 1963 out on County Road 228.
Okay.
It was actually built by the Colhane family of Honeyville.
Oh, yes.
You know, and it's now owned by some new folks that are just fabulous, and they've turned it into a venue, an event venue. And we're partnering with Animus Chocolate Company. You know, they're amazing. This is our third year doing chocolate indulgence. And what we do is you visit all these different chocolate stations, and each station is a different chocolate delectable, you know, artisan crafted thing paired with either a beer, wine, or cocktail. And it's all very purposeful the way they do it. And so you basically, you dine on all these delectable things, and then you go inside the barn for the concert.
Oh, and I'm looking at the little picture upside. So my son-in-law and his wife were married actually in North Carolina, and it was in a barn that was, and this thing was like a blimp hanger, and the woodwork and everything, and just it was such an awesome venue.
Yeah, it's unique, and the acoustics in there are incredible.
Right.
So it's going to sound so good.
Oh, wow. Now, and again, there's a variety of music, right? I mean, you know, for all types, whether you want the full orchestra or a quartet or, you know, the different types, you go to Durango, or Durango, I almost said Durango Business. Go to musicinthemountains.com or .org?
Yeah, it's .org. See, now you got me messed up. No, it's .com.
Musicinthemountains.com.
Yes.
And you can find all of the opportunities to see many, many of these concerts. The nice part, you're going to be out and about, too. So if you're like, well, I don't want to drive, you know, you're not doing it up at Perkins. So that's one nice thing. But you are going to be probably right in someone's almost in their backyard.
Right. We love that we're going to be all over. We're going to be close to Pagosa, even at Chia Grande. We've got a couple of things in Bayfield. We've got, you know, Fort Lewis College and some other great things here in Durango. So no matter where you are, you know, you'll find at least one fun thing.
Yeah, a lot of fun things, you know, and again, some of these concerts are selling out, so you want to go to musicinthemountains.com, check them out now. Now, I want to ask you, because, you know, we're friends off air.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you a two-part question. What was probably the biggest challenge? Because, I mean, you had the 416 fire, then you had the pandemic. I mean, you've had your challenges getting through all this. But then again, what has been the biggest reward? Mm. So you can pick what you want to start with.
Oh, well, yeah. So the challenges actually are what create the reward. Because, you know, the challenges are really hard, but then as a team, you kind of overcome them. And how rewarding it feels when you kind of look back and go, wow, look at what we did.
Yeah.
You know, as a team. And the team, I guess the most important thing I want to say there is, well, you know, oftentimes I'm the one you're talking to. There is this huge team behind me.
Right.
And I have an amazing staff. We have artistic directors, the conductor. We have stage managers and librarians. We have volunteer coordinators and an army of volunteers. I couldn't do it without all of these people, and it is really rewarding to be part of something bigger than yourself.
Yeah.
So thanks for asking that. I think Music in the Mountains is super special. 35 mm-hmm. years in, it's just continued to grow and blossom.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Wow. And, you know, to me, when I go, there's just something about the live performance and hearing the music, seeing it perform there live, and again, the incredible venues. So opportunities to be outside, opportunities to be inside, in a barn, out at, you know, just different areas.
I mean, and by themselves, the venues are a draw. Yeah. And then you add this world-class music to it, plus then the food and the drinks, and I don't think there's anything else like it in anywhere.
No,
you're
absolutely right.
It's really incredible.
Well, and this all begins when?
Yeah, so the very first thing is a donor event at Glacier Club on July 11th. And that's why when we advertise, it says July 11th to August 1. But the first ticketed event is July 15th, and that's our big anniversary celebration at Chia Grande. So lots of stuff all month long.
Yeah, and again, something for everyone. And you've been wonderful over the years. I've said, okay, I'm looking for, you know, this kind of music or this type of thing or this type of, you know, venue, and your staff is available to help.
Yeah, we'd love to talk to you. I mean, you can go online and do whatever research to try and figure out what you're interested in. Each of the songs has a YouTube link, so you mm-hmm. can hear what it's going to sound like if you're not totally familiar with what that Mozart, you know, clarinet concerto is going to sound like. But we'd love to talk to you too. So either call us at 970-385-6820 or just come see us in person, because we can do that now. How wonderful. Yeah. We're at 515 East College Drive.
Awesome. Well, Angie, thank you so much for joining me on Chamber Chat and I got a cough here. everything you do for the community, musicinthemountains.com, and get your tickets.
Thank you so much, Jack. Excuse me. Are you okay?
I need some water. Anyway, I'm getting all choked up. musicinthemountains.com. Angie, again, thank you for everything you do, and it's so good to see you in person.
That's good to see you, too. Thanks for having me, and everybody, have a wonderful summer. Come out and join us at Music in the Mountains.
Perfect. We got to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. Have a great day. Musicinthemountains.com.